Okay, I want to play this clip of there's this woman that I'm not familiar with her, but she goes into detail about the 15-minute cities. You know, the 15-minute cities, smart cities, you've all heard of it by now. This is backed by the World Economic Forum. This is one of their key, I would say, ultimate goals, is to pack everyone, for the most part, everyone. They want everyone in these 15-minute cities. And it's basically a way to control the masses much, much easier. But I'm going to play this clip and then I'll come back and comment on it. Just listen to what this woman is saying.
This whole COVID madness, it was really just a test balloon. A test balloon to see how far they could go. And the lesson they wanted to learn from this was to find out what needed to be done to get free individuals in free and democratic societies to actually consent to being forced into compliance. Like I said, it was a test balloon. It started out with the digital green certificate. That was just something to get the people used to having to show something wherever they went. So getting easing people, like, you know, into that kind of thing. And they have learned their lesson, and they looked at all of the data, especially in the COVID committee, where they repeated every single lie. They looked very, very carefully at all of this. And the next thing we will see is, the establishment of so-called 15-minute cities. I would, however, urge you, do not call them 15-minute cities. They are 15-minute ghettos. Be very specific in your choice of words to highlight what they're actually doing. Just looking at these concepts, they're supposed to make your lives easier, make it more comfortable for the people, reduce their carbon footprint. I mean, we are saving the planet after all, aren't we? But it has nothing to do with this. Nothing whatsoever. It's about control. It's about, pretty much imprisoning people in their assigned area. Why am I saying this? I mean, a lot of people may say, well, here she goes again, spreading, you know, conspiracy theories. Well, look at what they're doing. There, where they are starting to build these 15-minute ghettos, they're not starting by, you know, building schools or hospitals or, you know, leisure parks or none of that, no libraries. No, they start by erecting barricades and installing surveillance cameras. That is a big tell. So anyone telling me it's about making my life easier, yeah, right. Not for a single second will I believe this BS. It is coming. And how will they control it? I mean, you know, well, very simple. They will no longer need electrified barbed wired fences all around this area. No, digital ID. That will do it. Take a look to China. That is our future. And I'm not talking about a future in maybe 30, 40, 50 years from now. No, it is going on as we speak. We're talking about, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years tops. Look at Saudi Arabia. They're building the so-called Neom City. It is a structure 170 kilometers long, 500 meters wide, and 500 meters high, 200 meters wide. And it will house 9 million people. If I wanted to gain control over 9 million people and have them completely dependent upon me, that's exactly where and how I would house them. In the middle of the desert with nowhere to run. It is in store for all of us. It will be the attempt to enslave and impoverish every single human being on this planet. That's what we're looking at, and that's what we need to fight. And I'm really asking you, take a good look. Take a good look at your governments, and do not assume for a single second, just because they were democratically elected, they will not inflict the worst atrocities on you. Do not believe that for one second. So please stand up, get up, and fight already. Do it now.
Now, this woman made a lot of key points, and of course she's saying it's not really 15-minute cities, they're 15-minute ghettos. And make of that what you will. We all know that the ghetto itself was created as a project. They literally call it the projects, call it that for a reason, because they were experimenting on mostly African-American, so-called African-American population. So anyways, back to the point. These 15-minute cities are, the creation of these 15-minute cities is to better control you, to better keep tabs. That's why they're always keeping a census. It's all about tracking and tracing, and that's basically what the whole pandemic was about. People keep forgetting the track and trace technology that they were rolling out, you know, the apps. And this is the part of the pandemic that everyone has, I shouldn't say everyone, but a lot of people have forgotten about, the track and trace. Go back and look that up. Okay. That's very, very key. That's very, very important. Also, facial recognition. They were testing out technology. That's why I said it was a test run. That was a test run. It wasn't the big shebang. That's why you know, I've kind of excluded myself from a lot of these other truthers, if you will. These podcasters, I don't fall in line with them because they're, a lot of them have been in celebration mode. You know, they think they've won something, you know, by making them drop the mandates and everything. And what I was saying was, no, the pandemic was a test run, and part of the test was to see how people would act, react, collect data. And this is geared towards the 15-minute cities, or as she would say, the 15-minute ghettos, facial recognition, mass surveillance. Okay, the electronic panopticon, however they say it, I said it wrong. But that's what this is really all about. It's about the electronic grid and everyone being on it. Okay? But they're going to roll it out as if it's some wonderful, fantastic thing, the 15-minute cities. They're not going to make it look like it's to enslave you. They're going to make it look like, oh, it's for your convenience. And notice that whenever the globalists introduce their agenda, one of their key items on their agenda to you, is always done in the guise of it's convenience, or it's for your protection, or it's for health, you know, public safety. Okay? Washington Post, this was March of this year, 2023, by Kelsey Ables. 15-minute city planning is on the rise, experts say. Here's what to know. It says, for many, living in a city means facing tedious traffic, packed subways, imposing buildings amid the sprawl. Okay, so they're already rolling out the 15-minute city idea as a as something that would eliminate these issues. Back to this article. As I always say, that this is being done for the normies. The normies love convenience, right? And they love to feel like there's someone protecting them. You know, the government is protecting them. It's for their best interest. But it says here in the article from the Washington Post, but the increasingly popular urban planning concept known as the 15-minute city has revived the abiding idea that they should operate at a human scale, envisioning a city where every resident can reach essential resources by foot, bicycle, or public transport within a quarter of an hour. It says city officials and urban planners have endorsed the 15-minute city as a way to tackle climate change. Look at this. Look, see? I keep telling you, the propaganda is real. 15-minute cities will tackle climate change. And I remember during the pandemic, and I predicted it, one of the talking points, I remember these a-holes in mainstream media saying one good thing about the pandemic was more people stayed inside and it helped reduce carbon footprint and pollution. So as we move forward into this new world order, because we're already in the new world order, but the new world order, as I like to call it, which is basically the new world order on steroids, advanced in their tyranny. As we move forward, okay, the 15-minute city idea is already here. But they're going to use climate change. They're going to use their weather manipulation technology, right? Their machines, way more advanced than their original HAARP. Everyone's talking about what's happening in Maui, and you know, I don't even feel like getting into it. Everyone should know by now about the lasers, you know, the direct energy weapons. If you haven't seen it, just go look it up. The normies is what people have to keep in mind. And I always tell people in the truther community, get out of your bubble. Just because you have a massive following, or you are following people that have a massive following, it doesn't mean that everyone is awake. You would be surprised to know the percentage of people that are still asleep. You have to remember, the globalists don't need everyone to be asleep. They would like for everyone to be asleep. They're going to set up task force. Climate change task force. When they roll out these 15-minute cities, you will be in an electronic prison. The same way they in China during the pandemic, you had to have this phone with you with an app, and if that app blinked red, you weren't allowed to go into certain places, certain towns. You weren't able to come outside in certain cases. You will be in an electronic prison grid. That's what this is going to turn into. It's going to start off for the normies, for the sake of the dumb normies. It's going to start off as a way of convenience. Oh my God, everything is within 15 minutes. Within 15 minutes, you know, you have your grocery stores are right there, your hospitals are right there, you know, even your marijuana shops, you know. That'll be another thing, because, you know, normies and their marijuana. They're going to make everything just so your schools, you know, you don't have to drive your children to school anymore. It's not, but the normies aren't having kids anyway, so. But it's just going to be so convenient. And then it will turn into a prison, because they will have a task force that will report to authorities individuals that are going over their carbon footprint limit. Okay, because once they set these things in place, you have to remember, when you give power to the government, when you give them power, they don't give it back. Once you give it to them, they don't give it back. So once you accept it, that's it. All they want you to do is to accept it. You accept these 15-minute city prison grids that they're setting up. What? Because, see, what people don't understand is, and this, the people that are awake, they understand what I'm saying. The normies right now are like, I don't get it. What's the big deal about a 15-minute city? Everything's going to be convenient. I don't get it. No, dum-dum. No, idiot. It's not about the 15-minute city. It's what comes after it. They're going to eliminate your ability to leave those 15-minute cities. And in other words, you're going to have permission to leave that immediate area. Okay? It starts off as a convenient thing. Oh, they say, oh, no, that's a conspiracy theory. They wouldn't do that. Yes, they will. All you have to do is just tie in the climate change agenda, eliminating carbon footprint. Oh, they're already talking about carbon footprint tax, ESG scores. You know, how much are you traveling? You know, you're polluting the environment. You're the cause of climate change. And again, keep in mind, they had their weather machines, weather manipulation. I'm all over the place. Weather manipulation, and they're going to blame individuals that leave their 15-minute cities. You get it? I know I'm all over the place, but if you can think about what I'm saying, problem, reaction, solution. But the dum-dums won't get it. The dum-dums will be right there to say, good, good, we need to reduce carbon footprint. It's too much activity, you know. I don't even know if there's more in this article. I think I've said everything. It's going to be an electronic prison grid. It will not be for your convenience, you dumb morons. The whole idea is to enslave you. You will own nothing. And love it. You will eat the bugs. You will eat the Soylent Green. Lab-grown meat. Okay? They're even talking about making you eat shit. I did a report on, it was actually an old article from maybe even 2015, I believe. But they were talking about making food out of feces. And they already have it. They already do it. Yeah. Piss and shit. So they're buying up the farmland, killing the cattle. I'm saying this ad nauseum. I keep repeating this over and over and over. They're purposely killing off, you know, the livestock. They're purposely doing it. They're doing it on purpose. Meanwhile, they're going to kill off farming. You know, they're going to ban farming. They're going to somehow say farming is hurting the environment. Right? Didn't they pay farmers to get rid of to actually get rid of their farms? They did that some years ago. I have to go back and look into that. This is one of their main goals: a brave new world, a whole new world, the advancement of the new world order that we're already in. The advancement to better control you, to better enslave you. Now, I want to say this in closing of this topic. As I say all the time, I say this all the time, all it takes is one big false flag, one big major event. That's all it takes. All it takes. They could roll out some agents, call it a white supremacist group. You could see foreign troops, agents, who are really working with the U.S. government to set off some kind of false flag, you know, make something go boom, boom, you know, in a major location. You know what I mean by boom, boom, right? Things go boom. And from there, they will, and I can foresee this, from there, they will make it mandatory that everyone is electronically tagged in some sort of way. And they will limit you to these 15-minute cities. And like the pandemic, they'll say, oh, no, it's just for a while until we figure out who the terrorists are. And if you come outside of your 15-minute city, you will be considered a danger and a threat to society. And you're causing climate change. Sounds crazy until it's not. That's the beauty of it all. It always sounds crazy until it's not. And then when you remind the people that you told them before it happened, then they go, oh, I don't remember that. Yeah, of course you don't. You weren't listening in the first place. And that's the point. That is the real reason why the globalists are able to get away with what they're able to get away with, is because the dumb, dumb normies don't listen. Everything's a conspiracy theory. Everything is just, I don't believe that. Until it happens. And then they don't remember that you told them it would happen. Rinse and repeat. It's the same cycle. Repeating over and over because dumb, dumb, do, stupid asses are more concerned whether Lizzo is going to twerk this week for some stupid-ass reason. Why she's important, I don't know. But leave it up to the dum-dums to make an idiot, a moron, a non-relevant, I don't even know what to call her or that thing. Somehow they make her relevant. And I see all of these bloggers. This is going into the moment of honesty. I might as well do it. Let's go ahead right now and let's segue into the moment of honesty. I've seen these bloggers, for some stupid ass reason, covering Lizzo because she was fat shaming. And these are so-called truthers. It's not your regular dumb dipshit ass bloggers that don't know anything or pay. No, these are truthers covering Lizzo. With all the shit that is going on in the world, you're on the edge, okay, of being enslaved. You're one false flag away for being enslaved. These people are talking about bringing back lockdowns, mass mandates. Even if they don't do it, the fact that they're talking about it. There was some sort of biolab that was discovered in California. May have been about a month ago now. No one's talking about it. Some kind of lab in California, have to look it up. But anyway, this lab was implicated, you know, it was like a Wuhan-style lab. I'm gonna watch my words here, but you get the point. You know, who knows? They could later on say that, hey, some virus was released from that lab. Some major virus that caused another pandemic. You know, this is election season again. You ever heard of deja vu? But that being said, with everything that's going on, with these people openly admitting that they want to lock down the planet to save the planet, right? They want to lock down everyone to save the environment because somehow our movements is causing climate change. All of these idiots are talking about Lizzo. And I'm just sitting here looking, and I almost started, I said, you know what, I'm not doing this goddamn show no more. If this is what the truthers are talking about, Lizzo, fat shaming, who gives a flying fuck about a goddamn Lizzo? And I'm only speaking about her now because I'm trying to show what the hell is wrong with people. How do these people become relevant? Not just her, not just Lizzo, but all of these people. Like, who gives a fuck? Beyonce ate a tuna salad today. Now that's major headlines. Who gives a shit? I don't give a fuck if she eats her own shit. The hell with her. She's a goddamn demon. She's a witch. I don't give a shit about any of these people. Why are these people important? I don't understand. Why are they so important? Is what I'm trying to say. Now, if I cover these people, I might talk about them to expose, you know, how they're puppets for the satanic cabal. But as far as giving a flying fuck, excuse my language, but this is a moment of honesty, uncensored. I don't give a flying fuck about what they do in their day-to-day life. The fact that you still, in 2023, have morons running around concerned about these little sellout cuck puppets that you call celebrities is beyond me. It really is. And I know you people are asleep, but goddamn. All the world is a stage. Most of the shit that you see on TV is staged anyway. Even, again, like when I talk about Trump, I'm like, yeah, you people can't see that this shit is staged. We're going to indict Trump this week. We're going to indict Trump next week. We're going to indict Trump the week after. Who gives a shit? Why do you give a fuck? It doesn't matter. It's staged anyway. All these people are friends. All of these people go out and wine and dine with each other. They're not going to tell you that. They're just playing with you. They need to keep you distracted while they set up their new world order. I call it a system. But it's really an electronic control grid. Track and trace you. And you will have to report to the government to tell them when you leave your little 15 minute city zone. This smart grid, facial recognition, all you have to do is look at China. I keep telling you. They're going to have it set up where you're only able to leave your zones because they're going to zone it. That it's not just going to be, a 15-minute city. Like, in other words, it's not going to just be a 15-minute city. It's not just going to be a 15-minute city where you get to leave the city right, and go somewhere else freely. No, it's going to be a situation where you're going to have to get permission. It may not happen right away, but that's coming down the road. And they're going to do it in the name of protecting their environment. That's the whole point, to further enslave you. These people have decided that they know what's best for you, better than you. And you know what? To be honest, we're having a moment of honesty, right? So let's just be honest. A lot of you morons, I'm not going to lie, I kind of agree with the New World Order. They may actually know what's best for you. Because you people are stupid. You thought a goddamn mask would protect you from a fucking virus. A little fucking cloth mask would protect you from this so-called... You people. They insult you right to your goddamn face. And you just eat it up. Sorry. Let me stop it. But yeah, that's my moment of honesty. And I tell these truthers, again, I tell these truthers, you have no idea how many people are still asleep. Now, is there a great awakening? Of course. Are people waking up? Of course. I will agree with you, because I know that people are going to say, oh no, you're wrong on that. A lot of people are waking up. Yes, that's true. I'll give you that. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit up here and act like I haven't seen a change or a shift in momentum since 2020. A lot of people are waking up, but they're slowly waking up. It's still a slow burn. They're not quite getting it. It's like they're getting certain things, but then certain things are flying right over their damn head, and it's frustrating. And I check. Trust me, I check. I'm always checking. I'm always looking to see. The same way the New World Order is looking at data, I'm looking at data too. I'm in every comment section. I never comment. I check everything. I check InfoWars and look at the comment section. I check NBC News and I look at the comment section. I look at Twitter, well, X or whatever the hell he's calling it. I look at everything. The normies on Facebook, the normies on whatever, on YouTube. I check everything. Left, right, center, and everything political. I check it all. I check it for the data. I want to see. And I know that there's bots too. But I can tell. I can tell the difference. So I look and I say, okay, how many people really get it? You know what word I look for? PSYOP. I don't see that word enough. I don't see the word PSYOP enough. I see a lot of complaining, which is good. A lot of shit talking, which means nothing. Memes, which mean nothing. But I don't see the word PSYOP. For example, I'll give you an example before I close off my moment of honesty. Trump is the perfect PSYOP for the right and the left, for the political right and the political left. He pisses off the left and gets them agitated. And whatever he says, these idiots on the left will go along with the opposite. So, for example, if Trump says, we don't need to go to war, right? The dum-dums on the left, who are supposed to be anti-war, they're such assholes, and they hate Trump so much that they'll now become backers and supporters of war. They'll become warmongers, right? Just because. Now, the right will be in the right by saying that Trump is right about not going to war, right? But the thing is that they don't get that his job is to piss off the normies, piss off the left, because that's a part of the psyop to get them riled up, and then they become like the dictators, like the little minions, okay, of the New World Order. And that's part of the, I've had a hard time explaining this. The little lefty normies, the normal everyday working lefty normie is a minion of the New World Order. They're like foot soldiers. They do the bidding. They're the ones that are going to tell on you when you leave your 15-minute city. They're going to be the ones to report you. Oh, and by the way, don't worry about them reporting you to the police, because the police force will look a lot different when these 15-minute cities are established. Yes, you will have your robot police, your robot dogs. So for those of you that are saying, well, I know people that work in the police, and I know people that work in law enforcement, and they won't go along with it. Don't worry, they won't have to. See, the globalists have thought this out years in advance. Again, while you were distracted by Lizzo and Jay-Z and Beyonce and Patrick Mahomes and LeBron James and whoever, this is what they had up their sleeve. So you won't have to worry about your local law enforcement. No, they're going to have their robot dogs, their robot police officers, and they will have their barriers, electronic barriers that you will have to tap your phone, your device, in order to get out. And if it blinks red, guess what? Access denied. You won't be able to leave your 15-minute cities. But don't worry, you'll have plenty of entertainment. You'll have your fake heroes. Your psyop will continue. And that is my moment of honesty. Okay, I'm late reporting this, but I'll get into it anyway. This is coming from Sci-Fi. The alien agenda continues here. It says locals report 8-foot alien predators in Peruvian jungle. Police in Peru have responded to reports of eight-foot armed creatures attacking locals in the Amazon jungle. Now, this is coming from Cassidy Ward of sci-fi.com, and it's also been in major outlets, news outlets. And what have I been telling you for the past, at least past 2 years? Alien invasion is coming, right? And I'm not the only one. A lot of truthers have been saying this. Shout out to Richie from Boston. He's been all over it for a long time. He's just one of many. But it's real. It's coming. When I say real, I don't mean the alien invasion is real. I'm saying the agenda, the goal to get these morons to bow down to the New World Order, to get them, you know, say, hey, please protect me from the aliens. The aliens are coming. Oh, God. What do we do? Says here in this article, recently the indigenous Akitatu peoples of Alto Nani, northeast of Lima, Peru, have been visited by their own mysterious, possibly alien interlopers, and things haven't gotten quite as peaceful. Police in Peru have responded to reports of 8-foot armed creatures attacking locals, or I guess they're saying armored creatures attacking locals in the Peruvian Amazon jungle. There are multiple reports of strange entities in the area dating back to at least July 11th, 2023. Witnesses report yellowed eyes and round shoes or feet with a glowing red light, which allow the creatures to float about a meter off the ground. Others have described them as similar to Pelicorus, however you say it, a creature from local folklore said to eat the fat of organs and of his victims. Says they are also reported to be impervious to human weapons and vanish as quickly as they appear, as if they are under an extraterrestrial cloaking device. Whatever they are, they've been tormenting the locals for the better part of a month, culminating in an attack during which a 15-year-old had their neck cut. This is going to get weird. This alien invasion thing is going to get very, very weird. Ah, boy. Folks, this is what the I verify thing is all about. Verifying that you are a human being. If you haven't noticed, on certain websites, they have this little verification thing that you have to do. You have to, like, for example, you have to verify that you are a human and not a robot. You may have seen it. They have I forget what they call it, but they say you have to, they'll give you like a little puzzle. And you have to, they'll say, hey, which one of these are street lights? And you have to click on each box that shows a street light, right? And if you get it right, you verify that you're a human. And then you're able to proceed further into the website. I'm laughing to myself right now, because it's so obvious what this is leading to. They're going to probably, I would say the next, I hate putting timelines on things. I would say probably in the next 5 years, they'll say, you have to verify that you are a human being in order to go into a store. I mean, that might sound outrageous, but we're heading there. We're heading there. Because the whole point is to roll it out, say, listen, we have verified that there are aliens amongst us, but here's the key. Some of them look like human beings. They look human. See, this one in Peru, these are like Predator, you know, from the movie Predators, you know, from the movie Predator. These are hideous looking creatures. But the one that I'm waiting for is the D-class, where they say, the government has verified that we have aliens that can shapeshift to make themselves look human. So the only way to determine whether or not a person is a person You know what I'm going to say? They're going to have to be electronically tagged. And if you're not electronically tagged, then that means that you are possibly an extraterrestrial. You're some sort of alien. We have to protect the public. This is for public safety. Because they always do it in the name of safety. Again, it always sounds crazy until it's not crazy. All you have to do is go back 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I was crazy. I have old podcasts that are still up somehow where I said the alien invasion is coming. The false flag alien invasion hoax is coming. Fast forward 2 years later, mainstream media, you have so-called whistleblowers, former pilots. They're all saying, "Oh, well, yeah, of course we've seen UFOs. We've been in contact." Now, I'm not saying that there's not extraterrestrial life out there. I'm saying that what they're saying is bullshit. They're not shooting down real extraterrestrials. They're not shooting them down. Anytime you hear them say that they've shot down a UFO, it's not a UFO. It's U.S. military aircraft that you've never seen before because their technology is always 20 years more advanced than what they show you, than what you're aware of. Trust me. You have no idea. Let me see. I don't know if there's more to this article that I want to get. This is, okay, I'll get this part here. It says, this is a quote from a community leader. I don't know how to say his name. I think it's, I'm not going to try to say his name. But it says here, this is a quote. It says, "These gentlemen are aliens. They appear to be armored like the Green Goblin from Spider-Man. I shot one of them twice, and he wasn't injured." Yeah, no, this is coming from a community leader in Peru. It says, "I shot one of them twice, and he wasn't injured. He rose and disappeared. We're very frightened about what's happening here in our community." And don't forget about the Las Vegas crash of the UFO in the backyard. Alien interlopers aren't the only proposed explanation. Of course, others have suggested they may be drone aircraft with cloth and masks attached that could explain how they appear and disappear, and why they aren't bothered by bullet wounds. Such a tactic might be used by illegal miners hoping to scare locals away. Watch the movie The Village. Watch the movie The Village. That's a very real thing in these sort of communities. You'll understand. It says, "While some community members are convinced they're dealing with extraterrestrial entities, others just want them taken care of wherever they're from. They've taken to running their own patrols armed with shotguns and are asking for military support to protect their community." Boom. That's exactly what the globalists want. They want you to buckle. Come help us. Come save us. We need you to bring in the military to protect us from these aliens. That's the whole point of the PSYOP. That's the whole point. Problem, reaction, solution. They create the problem. You react to it. How do you react to it? You react to it by saying, help us, save us. And what do? They bring you the solution. And what is the solution? Their agenda. Duh. So now the military has to come in and help them. And what do the people do as a result? They give up their freedom, they give up their rights. All in the name of public safety. What did you do during the pandemic? You gave up your freedom, you gave up your rights. All in the name of public safety. Protect us, save us. Your saviors. Your saviors are the very people that are creating these crises. I'm really just doing this show for fun at this point. Because if you haven't woke, if you're not awake by now, you're never going to wake up. If you can't see through this by now, but yeah, so the people, the locals, which, you know, you could get mad at them and say that, well, they, you know, these people are stupid. But at the same time, you have to understand they don't know any better. They don't know what a false flag is. They don't know what a psyop is. They trust their government, just like a lot of these idiot Americans. They don't know. They're stupid. The government wouldn't lie. You ever heard of weapons of mass destruction? Look at what they did to Gaddafi. Your government lies to you every day. Your mainstream media is literally ran by the CIA. Counterintelligence. Counterintelligence. What is counterintelligence? To counter is to go against, right? Okay. Counterintelligence. To go against intelligence. Whose intelligence? Yours. And they insult your intelligence on a daily basis by giving you bullshit news stories that you fall for. Again, I want to make sure I read this because this is very important here. While some community members are convinced they are dealing with extraterrestrial entities, others just want them taken care of. And that's human nature. We have a problem. We just need a solution. We just want somebody to take care of it. Just make it go away. Same thing with the vax, right? Oh my God, the pandemic, we're all locked down. We're not able to go to work. We just want to go back to normal. We have the vax. We have the shot. If you just take the shot, we all go back to normal. So what did people do? Well, damn it, I'll take the shot then. I just want to go back to normal. I just want this whole mess to go away. See? They know you. They know how you think. You don't want a problem solved. You want someone to take care of it for you. And they know this. Psyop or no psyop, whether the problem is real or not, they know you very well. While some community members are convinced they're dealing with extraterrestrial entities, others just want them taken care of. Wherever they're from. They've taken to running their own patrols armed with shotguns and are asking for military support to protect their community. All of this comes hot on the heels of increased reports of UAP activity and a former intelligence community member testifying before Congress about an alleged UFO recovery and reverse engineering program. I think I've said enough. think you get the gist. I think you see where this is going. Keep in mind that America is the end game. They test these other small countries first. They get the reaction. They see how people respond. They collect data. They use them as a trial run. And then they bring that same madness, that same agenda, that same PSYOP is what I meant to say, excuse me. The same PSYOP, false flag, to the United States. So they're testing it in Peru. They're going to test it in other places. You can look for one in China, but for some reason, China is in my head. Japan, I can see that. They're going to kick it up a notch. Like I said, right now they're doing it in Peru. They had the little space alien crash in Las Vegas not long ago. And that came and went. That was a little test. But look for China. If I had to guess, look for China. Look for China to be the trigger. And boy, when it gets to China, it's coming to the U.S. And you're going to hear all these reports of aliens crashing and or aliens attacking people, snatching them up out of their homes. Shit, it's about to get weird. Like, Back to the Future, when he said, when Doc said, when this baby hits 88 miles an hour, you're going to see some serious shit. Shit is about to get real. Real fake, but real. A real psyop. I put it like that. And you're not going to know the difference. See, that's the beauty. They're going to make this look real good. It's not going to be as obvious. It's going to be obvious to me, maybe obvious to you, but it's not going to be obvious to the normies. The normies are going to freak the hell out. I just got a feeling. So anyway, that's my adjusted in time alien invasion story for the week.